You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700. We say hello to you on a Monday in one of the wildest weekends in college football and basketball that has taken place in a long, long, long time. You can always get in on the program with us, 264-1700. Trent, how was your holiday Thanksgiving, pal?
Oh, pretty good. Can't complain. Had a little turkey. Yeah. Had all the sides. It was a good time. Traveled up to Sioux City and saw the in-laws up there. It was a good time. Enjoyed it.
Good.
A lot of good sports on top of it. Basketball, football, all the good things that you always get over the Thanksgiving holiday. And, well, here we go. It's the stretch run of the NFL Championship Week in college football. ACC Big Ten Challenge gets started. In fact, tonight we get going on that one. So, as always, there's always something to talk about, Jimmy B. But we go back to the weekend, and I think we got to start down in Manhattan, Kansas. What happened to Iowa State? And that display by the men in the stripes, not the finest hour for Big 12 referees.
No, I'm with you on that. That was a deplorable crew, and they certainly gummed things up. There was no question about that. But yet, Trent, Iowa State had a 19-7 lead in the fourth quarter. And then in the final 2 minutes, gave up an 80-yard drive. So from that standpoint, and I know people are going to say, well, included in that were the flags that were picked up. Yes, that is true. But you still had that opportunity to win the game. And look, it was dreadful and shameful what the hell was going on down there. I don't think I've ever seen a officiating crew. Look, I know they pick up the flag from time to time, but I don't think I've ever seen it like that. Have you?
I can't remember a case where you had three penalty flags that were picked up. And you know, the one against Kemp where he was hit, he was sliding down. I was fine with that. I didn't think it was that big of a deal as he was going to the ground. Yeah, you can pick that up. I understood that one. It was a late flag on top of it. That was all well and good, but more than anything, the pass interference on Lazard, it's just, it's such a shame for a game to basically be determined on that one. Now, we know Matt Campbell, you could see him. He was very upset when they were throwing the football in that situation. He was hollering to somebody in the headset. I don't know if it was Tom Manning or somebody else, but he was not pleased about the way that that play went down. That is not what he wanted to see them doing in that situation. The reality is, they were trying to win the game. They were trying to win the game there, and obviously it didn't work out. But I can't get too upset about that. It's the reality of the situation. But the reality is the picked-up flag in that spot. What did the referee see? And then what did the other side, what did you have from the crew that they got together and said, ah, you know what, you're right. That wasn't pass interference. I can't understand what the other refs saw that they could come up to the ref and take that away.
I'm with you. I was shaking my head watching it at the same time. You know, how can you be having this conversation and then go to picking up the flag and there wasn't a infraction? I have no idea what that conversation was, what was transpired between the officials there. We'll never know. And from that standpoint, that was the most confusing part, I think, and the way it was handled. Look, Iowa State, I talked to some Iowa State fans. They're claiming the fix was in. If that was Bill Snyder's last game, they wanted K-State to win. No, there's no fix. None of that stuff. But there is incompetence, and the incompetence was that officiating crew.
Big 12 officials are bad. I mean, we have this conversation quite a bit, and it rings true once again. The Big 12 officiating crew, they screwed it up again. They continue to do this. They have had issues, not just against Iowa State, but it seems to be magnified certainly here. There's been so many instances.
Yeah, well, look what happened in that, I forget who beat them now. Oklahoma State, was it Western Central Michigan?
Oh, last year, Central Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. It was Central Michigan that scored that touchdown, And there were all kinds of things messed up on that deal. And I mean, it's just not Iowa State. I know fans think, oh, we got hosed. Yeah, you probably did in a case here and there, but it's just not Iowa State. People are going back to the charge call with George Niang against Kansas. Look, every school, I know, every school, Trent, you've seen it. You've worked enough games, been to enough games. Officials make mistakes. They do. And unfortunately, this one just happened to be for Iowa State. That's all.
And for the fix to be in, there has to be some kind of reason for it. If Kansas State went into that game at 5-6 and they're a game away from bowl eligibility, sure, okay, I could at least listen to that argument. But this is a game that, in the grand scheme of things, is absolutely meaningless. For the Big 12 to get together, just go down this line with me, Jimmy B.
Okay, you got it.
For the Big 12 to get together, an officiating crew to get together, Kansas State, if they're in on it as well, and this is going to be the game that you're going to put everything on the line, and the negative press that would come along if the game, and it came out that the game was fixed, you got to think a little bit deeper here. You got to think a little bit better. There is no reason for that. If Kansas State was a game away from going to the college football playoff or a game away from being in one of the access polls, again, I would go down that line of thinking, but to come to me with something compelling that makes you truly believe that the game is fixed. And in this instance, you can't. You can't do that. You can't come up with anything based in reality that you could actually believe like something like that is going to happen.
I'm with you 100%. Absolutely 100% on that. Look, it wasn't rigged. The fix wasn't in. Look, they didn't cover. So from a Vegas standpoint, sure, where the money might have been, you're going, oh, well, that's okay, that's not it. To say that, well, it might be Bill Snyder's last home game there, so we're going to fit. No, that is not going to be the case. I go back to having a 19-7 lead and then not being able to maintain. And look, you had a 2-minute situation roughly to go down for the tying touchdown. And is it crushing? Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely it is. But if you get that stop, if your defense finds a way to get a stop, well, then you win the game. And then you can rail on the officials all you want, but the fix was not in.
Yeah, it's too easy to try to go down that route and just say, well, it was a fix and we never had a chance to win that game. Slow down on that thought process. It's just, it's not based in reality, and that's what we like to live on. But I understand the frustration. I completely understand where the frustration comes at on both sides. Be frustrated about that. But no, does this change anything? Not really. 8-4, yeah, it feels a lot better than 7-5, but still 7-5 is a great accomplishment. And that's maybe the disappointing part to me, coupled with this, is it feels like a little bit what this team accomplished, what they did this season, it's been lost because of the way that this finished up this year. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Fans, just like what we witnessed in Tennessee, fans go crazy. Just like what we witnessed when Iowa just destroyed Nebraska and the Cornhusker fans just went nuts. I mean, that's what fans do. They feel like they've been taken advantage of. The game was raked away from them by some strange, magical situation that they, you know, it was destined for them to win that game, only they didn't win. I get where you're going on this. I get the frustration. But to sit here and say that it was fixed, no. No, Trent was absolutely right when you rattled off those particulars about where the game was in the great pantheon of college football. Did the referees fix the game in the Iron Bowl? No.
Well, that
I don't
was
think
that,
so.
That was physical domination. Alabama was manhandled at the line of scrimmage. And yeah, that leads to Jimmy B. What we have coming up this week with championships starts on Friday night with the Pac-12 championship game, and then all the others on Saturday. Jimmy B, there are so many layers to this. And as people were wringing their heads weeks and weeks ago, I continue to say, just wait. Things will play out. We will be able to get things figured out. And you know what? This could be very cut and dry. For all the different particulars that are out there right now, we could end up with the college football playoff. That's pretty easy. The winner of the SEC championship game is in. Clemson, Miami, the winner of that one is in.
Yep.
You get a victory by Wisconsin, they are in. And Oklahoma wins, they're in. It will
be
very simple, but there is the other side. And all of a sudden, you get something crazy happens in the SEC championship game. Maybe Auburn gets beat by a fluke. You get Ohio State in. That leads to the argument. Do you put Ohio State in with two losses? Do you put in Alabama at 11-1, but a team that didn't win their own division? And we go back to the same. Personally, I'm hoping that we have that. Jimmy B., you love the chaos, and I'm right there with you. I don't want this thing to be cut and dry. I want to have a Saturday night into Sunday morning when the decisions are being made. I want this thing to be nutty.
I want absolute panicville from that committee. I want to see that committee sweating bullets. They might have to wear a diaper because they won't be able to get out of that room. They're probably doing some bad business in their jeans. Look, this would be absolutely awesome, Trent. I mean awesome. Because the backlash, not the crappy backlash that we saw from those goofy Tennessee people, and you know how I feel about people in the South. They just reared their ugly head once again.
Why do you hate people in the South so much?
Because they're so damn hypocritical, and they just think that their stuff doesn't stink. And they'll shake your hand and then stab you in the back as soon as you start to walk away. Trust me, I've experienced that. In the meantime, back to my point, and that is very simple. And the point is that you're going to have some fan bases, and if the Big Ten doesn't get a team in, you're going to have a commissioner about ready to blow his stack. And I hope that takes place. I hope that happens. You know me, I love chaos.
11-2 Ohio State, 11-1 Alabama. If it comes down to that, Jimmy B, we'll say Ohio State wins 27-20 over the Badgers.
Okay.
Who do you put in?
Who has one loss?
Alabama.
Then that's who I'm putting in.
That's it. That's your thinking.
11-1.
Well, then why do you put Central Florida in there? They have zero losses.
Well, I'd love to put Central Florida in, but the committee won't do that. They've already got them. If they win the title game, they're already going to the game of six. So I'd love to have Central Florida in that mix. And to be honest with you, they should be in that mix, but they're not going to get any respect because of the conference that they play in. Look, if they were rated in the top 10, if they were in the top 10, and we'll wait and see on Tuesday where the committee has them. Trent, if they get into the top 10, and if they're successful in winning the American Championship title game, they would have a great point if they were in the top 10. Look, you and I both know it won't happen. We thought that Houston might be that team that might break that, and then they ended up getting beat a couple of times late in the year. So that was particularly after Houston had beaten Oklahoma. So I just don't see it happening. Look, I've been on that soapbox for a long time, and I'd love to see Central Florida in. I just think that would just be sensational. And then the chaos would be astronomical. That's what would make it so much fun. But unfortunately, they're too far down in the polling. Unless they jump into the top 10. If they're 7 or 8, I don't think they will be, but if they're 7 or 8 by the committee, they could have an outside shot.
So you're taking Alabama over Ohio State just because they have one loss. That's it. That's your only justification.
I think the loss to Iowa is so detrimental to Ohio State. They didn't get beat. They got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama does not have that. They were beaten by a team that is in the top four, in Auburn, on the road, hostile environment. It's their only defeat. That's why if push came to shove, I would take Alabama. Look, Ohio State got in, and they did not win the Big Ten title game that one year. What's to say that since Alabama's not playing in the SEC championship game, that they couldn't do the same thing for them? The precedent has already been set.
The problem I have with that is looking back at past years. This is its own entity, and I don't like the line of thinking, well, we did this one year, we need to do this another year. I don't like that. And who has Alabama beat? You mentioned their loss. Who's their best win this season?
Mississippi State on the road?
Yeah. Mississippi State.
Don't you think?
Team that just lost to Ole Miss is decent.
Yeah.
They're decent. That's your best win.
That's your best win. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I
know. Wisconsin's got the same issue.
Right, but if they're 13-0, they're in. And if they lose, they're out. I mean,
I agree.
They're pretty cut and dry. I'm coming back to Ohio State versus Alabama. Yes, there's two losses, and those losses, they were ugly. The fashion that they lost to Iowa on top of it was absolutely incredible. It was one of the craziest things I can remember seeing in college football, just the fashion that played out. Still, looking at the eye test, have you watched Alabama play over the last couple of weeks?
They didn't. I did. I watched the entire Mississippi State game. And
they didn't look good.
They didn't look good the week before
against LSU. They didn't look good in
that
game. Mercer, cross that off, and then they were physically dominated by Auburn. And if you're taking the eye test, and we hear about eye tests, and people want to do that, it's Alabama. They're wearing Alabama jerseys. They got the numbers on the helmet. They're wearing the crimson. That's Alabama, but that's it. This does not look like an Alabama team that I've seen over the last 7 years of Nick Saban. This looks like a different team. Take the uniforms away. I wouldn't put them in there. I still do think they'll get the benefit of the doubt.
All right, but let me go back to what you just stated, though, about Alabama. You said, well, they don't look like the Alabama team. They didn't look like it against LSU, okay? Did they win that game? They did. You referenced the fact about Mississippi State. They didn't look like the Alabama team. Did they win that game? They did. In the two losses of Ohio State, the Iowa one, Ohio State looked like a great school team out on the field, the way the Hawks took them apart. And I think for me, that would look, if they would have lost to Iowa 35-30, 35-30, 31, 28-24, something like that, I probably wouldn't be as harsh. But Trent, you watched it. It was total domination, just like what Iowa did to Nebraska in the second half, where they scored 42 unanswered points. Look, it's the same scenario. You can't sit here and say, well, they don't look like Alabama, yet they won. Well, they didn't look like Alabama in that game, yet they won. You understand my side of the coin now.
They didn't win against Auburn, and that's what I'm left with.
They did not.
Looked terrible in that football game. Well, here we are, though.
Arguments
will be continuing, but we got to take a break when we come back. We got Tom Caker going to join us. We'll get his thoughts, the Black Friday victory over Nebraska. Haven't talked much about that. Hawkeye Report's Tom Caker joins us on the other side as we take you up until 6 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Ryder Than You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Tis the season for year-end projects and increased workloads. Account Temps has perfectly matched candidates that make closing out the year a breeze. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
This is Jake Sweezy from 1700 KBGG. 94% of crashes are caused by human error. Step up and take responsibility when you're behind the wheel. Make zero fatalities your goal.
1908 Draft House is the Metro's favorite sports bar, dedicated to fans of Chicago baseball, University of Iowa, Iowa State, college basketball, and football. 1908 Draft House serves yummy food in a great sports atmosphere with tons of TVs, with locations in Johnston, Waukee, and Des Moines, and now opening their fourth Metro location in West Des Moines at 50th and EP True. perfect for lunch, happy hour, dinner, or just to watch the game. Meet your friends at a 1908 near you today.
Putting up a tree, lights, wreaths, and other decorations are all a great part of decorating our home for Christmas. But there are some things to keep in mind when doing so. Landon is here from Menards to give us some safety tips for decorating our homes.
Whether you're decorating inside or out, safety is always key. If you prefer to have an artificial tree inside, be sure to get a fire-resistant one. If you like the traditional, real tree, be sure to cut off a few inches when you get it. Put it in a large, sturdy stand and keep it watered. You'll also want to keep it away from any heat sources.
Those are great tips. What about decorating outside?
If you're using a ladder, be sure that it is on sturdy ground. To hang lights, you can use clips or hooks, which will also lessen the chances of you falling. One last thing, whether decorating inside or out, be sure not to overload your electrical outlets.
Thanks, Landon. You can find everything to decorate your home for Christmas at Menards. And as always, if you have any questions, talk to a friendly team member.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in on a Monday here in the capital city. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700. Tom Cakert is our guest, HawkeyeReport.com. We say hello to him on the Big Talker. Tommy, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing sensational. Let's kind of wrap up what we saw in that Husker-Hawks game. And you're tied at halftime in the press box, media members. Did anybody in the media mention the fact that the Hawks were going to score 42 unanswered and that's it?
No, in fact, I can only speak for myself, but I was kind of like, boy, this might not go real well for Iowa, and I may be in for a long weekend of Iowa fans screaming at me. And after about 7 minutes of the third quarter, all those fears were put to rest.
Yeah, some domination, there's no doubt about that, Tom. And, you know, the way that Iowa opened up the offense, things started clicking, and Nebraska, boy, that is just a putrid football team. Does Scott Frost know what he's getting himself into?
You know, I don't know, but you're right, though. I think the tea leaves have been read at this point, and Scott Frost is coming home. I don't think there's any question about that. and probably will be announced, I would guess, Sunday. But they're just bad. And when that their nose tackle, Stoltenberg, went out, they just disintegrated after that. I mean, that was just big boy football. Iowa ran for over 200 yards in the second half, had 320 yards total offense, and only had three first downs. I mean, they're just they have no line play. They're really bad. And it's anybody who thinks Scott Frost is going to do what he's done at UCF in Nebraska in a couple of years is probably a little bit delusional at this point.
Well, they can't be any worse than the fans at Tennessee, Todd. Trust me. Those are the worst fans of all time. Take me to the game itself. And look, we're watching and we're going, wow, I just cannot believe that a Nebraska team is this bad. Tom, in recent memory, I don't want to go way back, but in the last 5-10 years, has Nebraska been this crappy that you can remember?
Oh, no. There's nothing like this. You look at the last three games, they gave up over 50 points in the last three games.
Yeah.
And every game, even the bad Minnesota team that had their quarterback that helped put all those points on him left yesterday or today. You know, they just, that's a really bad football team that just wanted their season to be over. And I kind of thought they would come out and really give the Hawks a test. And they did in the first half. Some things didn't go Iowa's way, but boy, that thing, you know, you don't see games turn that quickly, and that one turned really quick and got ugly really fast.
Well, up next for Iowa, it'll be a bowl destination at 7-5. Pinstripe Bowl, a possibility, Music City Bowl, even still maybe an outside chance of the Holiday. What's the latest that you're hearing, Tom? And we know this situation will change all throughout the week with all the talk going on, everybody making their thoughts out there. Sounds like Gary Barta, he's been pushing for the Music City Bowl, though.
Yeah, I think Gary is definitely pushing for Music City. And the thing is, Purdue is pushing hard for Music City, too. It's from West Lafayette to Nashville. It's about 5.5-hour drive, where it's 8 for most of the people in Iowa, 8-9 hours to get to Nashville if you're driving. Certainly a drivable, but, you know, Purdue also sold 10,000 tickets at the end of last week for the Old Oak and Bucket game, and had a pretty good crowd there. So there's definitely some energy there. I keep thinking that Iowa's going to end up in the pinstripe now. Just part of the reason could be that the Pinstripe Bowl is very interested in having Lamar Jackson in Louisville there at Yankee Stadium. And as you guys would know, being super college football fans, Purdue and Louisville opened the season against each other this year, and Bulls tend not to want to have a regular season rematch in a game in the postseason. So that could really tip things. Now, there's still some variables. You know, say Ohio State gets smoked by Wisconsin, which is certainly possible. Then Ohio State maybe falls out of that New Year's Six alignment, pushing them down to maybe the Citrus or something like that, and everybody moves down a peg, and, you know, Iowa, maybe things move around different for Purdue and for everybody else in the pinstripe. Iowa could still end up in the Foster Farm Bowl for all we know. Right now, if three Big Ten teams make the New Year's Six alignment and one of those is not going to the Orange Bowl, which seems fairly likely right now, then Foster Farm's going to be looking for a team to fill a spot because there's not enough Big Ten teams.
Right. Tom, you referenced that they really don't like to play each other again. That happened to Iowa State when they went to the Liberty Bowl. And earlier in the year, they beat Tulsa in like the second or third game of the season and then played Tulsa again in the Liberty Bowl, and Tulsa beat them. So you're absolutely right. They really, Bulls do not like to do that. But it did happen to Iowa State just a couple of years ago. Look, I'm real curious about this. There are a lot of teams with 7-5, 8-4. Does that make for a jumbled mess for the Bulls, or do they really pay that close of attention to a team's record? They're more interested in how many fans are they going to bring, and is this Bull going to make money?
Bulls are always interested in making money first and foremost, and who's going to travel well. Now, most of the Bull contracts, though, have or all of them now have this kind of clause in there, like most of them, for example, the Pinstripe has a clause in there that they would prefer to have 8 different Big Ten teams over the course of 8 years. So that's kind of their goal. Most of the other Bulls, like the Outback and the Citrus, but there's some shared agreements there, but most of those are 5 different teams over the course of 6 years. So, like, for example, Iowa couldn't go back to the Outback this year. They couldn't go to the Tax Slayer this year. And the Tax Slayer and the Music City have kind of a shared agreement, or in the 6 years, 3 times one will have a Big Ten team, and 3 years the other one will have it. So it's all just, you know, they like to bring fans or bring schools in that are going to bring people to town and spend money and go to restaurants and, you know, increase tourism. But they also want to make a good matchup and a good appealing matchup too. So, you know, that's a big part of the equation.
Well, football certainly at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. But tomorrow, Tom, our long wait is over for a lot of people. Let's just see Iowa basketball on television, real live television, ESPN2, as they make their way to Virginia Tech.
Do they have? They're actually going to be on TV.
They're going to be on TV. Yeah.
Black and white, though, Tom. It's just in black and white.
Is Bob Hogue still doing the games too?
Larry and Mac are not getting back together. No, nothing like that. I don't even know who's on the call for it. And you're not going. You're not making your way to Blacksburg either. That's not the easiest place to get to, is it?
It's not. You know, I have family Roanoke area, which is not far from Blacksburg. So, it's not the easiest place to get into and out of. So I've passed on this one. But Virginia Tech's really good, as you know, Trent.
Yes.
They've got the type of squad that tends to give Iowa a lot of trouble, and that's a lot of up and down, run the floor, big athletic guys. And as we saw with the Louisiana or Louisiana Lafayette, as I still would like to call them, that type of team gives Iowa fits. And, you know, they've got Justin Bibbs and Chris Clark and guys like that that are really, really good players. Ahmad Hill, I was watching the Virginia Tech play last week, and I don't think the kid missed a shot when I was watching it. He was just burying threes all over the floor. So the Hawks are going to have their hands really, really full tomorrow night.
Yeah, I watched them in their game. I think they're playing a Barclays against Washington. Now, Washington's just a putrid basketball team, but this team can get up and down the floor. They're going to push it. This is going to be an up-tempo kind of game. Iowa will have Ahmad Wagner back. Nicholas Barrel be back. Really, the two guys that are kind of the small forwards on the team, along with Jack Nudgee. Who gets the start out of those two as they're back healthy and ready to go?
I asked Fran that today, and he would not commit, said they were going to talk about it today. He definitely said Nicholas Bear would be coming off the bench. Then he went on to say Ahmad played really good in the second game down in the Caymans, and when Nunji started, he did not play well. So I think your answer, reading between the lines, is Ahmad Wagner is going to start.
So back with Ahmad Wagner in the starting lineup and a good defensive player. And Ahmad hit a 3 down there. How about that? Over, under, number of 3-pointers the rest of the year for Ahmad Wagner. I'm going to put it at 4.5. What do you got, Tom Kankert?
You know, he's got 2 on the year now.
Uh-huh.
He does have 2. So, and I think he might be 2 for 2. I'm not positive on that, but he might be 2 for 2. I'm going to go with the over. I think he's going to keep gunning.
All right. Let's. I'm bringing up the numbers right now. Ahmad Wagner, 3-point. You're right, 100% from downtown. Keep firing if you're hitting it that clip, right?
That's right. Just let it fly. Let it fly, as Fran would say.
Well, we saw Luka Garza struggle at times, a little more physicality as you're playing better opponents. That was a big part of it. Put it together in that last game, though, against UAB. Played probably his best game, considering the also competition that he was going up against. Is it just more of a learning process for Luka Garza here, the freshman, figuring out when teams are playing physical the way that he's going to have to play too?
Yeah, I think there's an adjustment period, and I think he'll get it, and I think he'll get more comfortable. I think he's just trying a little bit too hard, but he's going to be an effective player. I think sometimes when he's got, you know, more of the bigger athletic guys on him, that I think that's going to give him trouble. But I've seen him compete against that style of play, you know, like in the EYBL and things of that nature, and he more than held his own. So I think it'd be okay. I think it's just a matter of, wow, these guys are just strong, and they've got more of a lower body base than Luka does. But I just love the way the guy rebounds and the way he gets out and gets the outlet pass and gets things moving.
Isaiah Moss, he's been playing well, consistently putting up double-figure points. Has he taken the leap?
I think so far. Offensively, he has really not been shy about putting it up. He hasn't been shy about attacking the rim. He got to the foul line a ton down in the Caymans. And he's, you know, coming along, I think, at the rate that Fran would like. I'd like to see him maybe be a little more interested on the other end of the floor sometimes. But I think you could probably safely say that for just about the entire Iowa team, that they've just, I think how good this team ends up being will largely be dependent on how well they progress as a team defensively this year.
So ACC Big Ten Challenge gets started. Two games tonight. It'll be Virginia, Wisconsin will be game number two. It'll be Maryland, Syracuse in game one, then Iowa in action tomorrow, along with four other games. Tom, a very important stretch right here. We go back and forth about schedules and the importance of non-conference schedules and those things, but the Big Ten is not off to a very good start right now. They got to find a way to get some wins here against the ACC and get some quality victories there in the ledger.
Yeah, it hasn't been good. I was running down some of those. I mean, Purdue lost their first two before beating Arizona, who lost three. Who would have thought that in the battle for Atlantis that Purdue and Arizona would be playing for seventh place? I mean, that's incredible. I think most people would have thought those two were going to maybe meet for the title
down there. Yeah.
And they ended up, you know, doing really poorly. You know, there's just been some bad losses in there, and some of the teams that have done well so far are just, you know, Illinois is playing cream puffs. I mean, you know, they haven't played anybody, and I know the Illinois fans are getting excited, but boy, they haven't really gone up against much at all. So I'm really kind of curious to see how this all plays out, but I think this is an important week for the Big Ten as a conference, for sure.
An important stretch for Iowa as well. You got the two Big Ten games then after this, Penn State at home on Saturday, then Monday at Indiana, and, of course, next Thursday, the Cy-Hawk game. Feels like Iowa, you got to find a way to, 3-1 at minimum? I know it's early, but, boy, you got to get some victories now.
I think so, too. I think if you'd be in trouble if you're or you really start to put yourself a little bit behind the eight ball, maybe if you don't win three or four, and let's note three of the four are on the road.
Yeah, yes.
So, you know, going to Indiana is going to be tough. We know what Hilton's like. Virginia Tech is probably the best team they're going to face out of the four, I would think. I think that's maybe fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's on the road. So, yeah, this is a really, really, really important stretch for Iowa. Now, I do think they could win three of four, but it's going to be tough doing it on the road with a couple of those wins. And Penn State's not a walkover either. They've been playing really good basketball.
Yes, they have.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, they have, Tom. You're right. Status of Connor McCaffrey with the mono. I guess he spent a couple nights in the hospital, huh?
Yeah, he was in the hospital while they were down in the Caymans. So I guess he kind of got knocked on his keister a little bit with the mono. But Fran said today that he thinks that he'll be cleared to kind of get back into things later this week. And then it just depends on how quickly he can get his wind back and get his conditioning back when he'll be back. I kind of said right away that I think the target date might be the Drake game, and that might be the fairest assessment right now, is that maybe give him a little time and then get him back for that game and a few others before conference season begins.
Good stuff. Well, Tom, always good catching up with you. Bowl destination, we'll know about it on Sunday. Are you guys going to be working on a charter? Do you have anything in the works for the bowl game? Or with the up-and-down nature of this season, are you going to hold off this year?
No, I don't think there'll be any charters going this year. Those are for the major bowls.
Yes.
We're not like Cyclones who go to Camping World bowls and get charters.
Oh, look at you.
Oh,
throwing shade.
Come on.
Well,
geez, Tom.
Mr. Kakert, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Take care.
That's Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. And a little shade thrown into the Iowa State way.
Yeah. What? That was a little shade that he just tossed. All in good fun on this show. All in good fun.
Well, we're due for a break when we come back on the other side. We'll take a look back at that college weekend. You and I, with a good run, they get to the championship.
Yeah.
Played well against Villanova for stretches of that game. Had a couple opportunities. We'll talk about that. Iowa, we mentioned what they have up next tomorrow night with Virginia Tech. Take a peek at the Cyclones as well, as we'll take you up until 6 o'clock. Little hoops talk on the other side. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk, and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
I love Macy's Cyber Week, with big savings both in-store and online. And we get an extra 20 or 10% off with our Macy's card or savings pass. Plus, don't forget, free shipping online with a $25 purchase. And lots of incredible specials. Yeah, shoes or buy one, get one free. Fitbit watches, coats for me, dress shirts, comforter savings too. So this is where finding that perfect gift gets serious?
Oh, it is on, my friend. It is on.
Macy's Cyber Week, savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of speechless. Like when you give her an unforgettable gift from Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Whether it's one of the hundreds of new pieces in our collection, one of the exclusive pieces you can only find at Jared, or a custom piece we create just for you, Jared is the place to find the gift.
I love it.
That takes her breath away. And that's why he went to Jared.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Bill got us a drum set! Yay!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels for the deals you won't find anywhere else. Go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did.
Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
1700 KBGG is your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Tyreek Hill takes it at the 5. San Diego didn't think he was going to take it. Here he goes. He's at the 25-30. They blocked the punter. The cheat is gone. They can't get to him. Tyreek Hill stays on the right boundary. 10-5. Touchdown. Kansas City!
The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joins myself, Trent Condon, and Ken Miller each Thursday at 1:40 on your home for Chiefs football, 1700 KBGG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. Still to come, Sean Tomlinson, Bleacher Report on the National Football League. And then Wolfgang will join the show around 5:30. Trent, look, I know that we did a lot of football conversation in the first 45 minutes or so, and rightfully so. But there was some damn good basketball over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, a lot to take away from the weekend. Duke finds a way to come back a couple of different times. They're now the far and away number one team in the country with the new rankings that came out. Arizona falls completely out. And Jimmy B, you go back to the preseason, and that Arizona team, they're stacked. I mean, you look at the talent that they have, and the one question was, how are they going to react with everything else that's going around them? And it appeared... they're fine. They'll be all right. First couple of games, couple blowout victories. But to lose to NC State, a, at best, middling ACC team, then get beat by SMU. SMU has been good the last couple of years. It's still a team that was picked to finish, I think, fifth in the American this season. And then to get blown out the way that they did against Purdue. Things went wrong in a hurry down there for Sean Miller's team.
Boy, you're not kidding. And they're struggling to get all the pieces of the puzzle to fit together. And I watched a couple of their ball games, and they are right now in shambles. And there's talent on that team. You and I both know that. Mm-hmm. But it's individual talent, and there's no cohesive fluidity in their offense. Their defense struggles to defend in crunch time. And this is a team, it's going to be a real work in progress right now for Arizona.
Yeah, they got a long ways to kind of rebuild things. Duke watched a lot of the game against Florida. I fell asleep, though, last night before it went final, so I didn't get to see the big comeback out of the Blue Devils. A little disappointed falling asleep early from that one. But when I was watching, Florida's just hitting shots from all over the place. Duke, as they did against, well, Portland State in the first game, Texas in the second game, and then against Florida, they just kept finding ways to come back and taking home that title. Michigan State dominates North Carolina. Villanova, they win the battle for Atlantis. They beat you and I. Mm-hmm. A good work out of the Panthers, though, getting those two victories against SMU, against NC State, getting into the championship, and they really hung tough with Villanova.
They did, and now does that make a statement for the Panthers as far as, are they the top team right now in your eyes in the Valley? I mean, look who they beat. Mm-hmm. I know it was neutral court, but it doesn't matter. I mean, fans are there. So, I mean, those were sensational wins by you and I.
Well, and the MVC as a whole is off to a very good start right now.
It is.
They're ranked fifth right now in the RPI. Bradley's off to a good start. Valpo's undefeated. Loyola of Chicago is also undefeated. As a whole, this conference is off to a good start. You know, Indiana State maybe has one of the signature victories as they beat Indiana to open things up. All they've done since then is lose four consecutive games. That's Indiana yeah. State down there at the bottom right now. But we talked about what's going to happen for the MVC. You got to find a way to win games, and they're doing that right now. No Wichita, no Creighton. It is different, but you and I have scheduled the correct way for them to at least be in a position. They still have a lot in front of them. This week they play UNLV. Huge game on Wednesday. UNLV, an undefeated team. Some people think a fringe, maybe top 25 team. They take on Texas Arlington, a team that is very good themselves from the Southland. They get Iowa State in the Big Four. They get Xavier, but they have scheduled in a way where if they can go, say, 3-1 down the stretch here because of who they played, even with the losses to Carolina, to Villanova, they go 16-2, 15-3 in the MVC. Absolutely. They can be in consideration of getting in as an at-large. But that is a long, long road to hoe. I think the MVC still has enough depth at the top that is not going to be a consideration for you. And I still don't see this team being good enough to be 16-2, 15-3.
I'm with you on that. And I think they would kind of have to make that sort of run in order for the Valley to probably get two teams in.
Yep.
But you've made a strong case for, once again, what you and I has done with Ben Jacobson leading the way and playing those types of teams. And then look what happens. How energized your fan base gets when you knock off a top dog instead of playing lowlifes that are 330 in RPI. So look, this is big time right now for you and I. And I watched a couple of their games. Look, Cook's playing okay. Carlson's doing all right. They've got some talent on that team, Trent. I think you made the statement. I can't remember if it was you or me, but you made a statement earlier where you had talked about a situation with you and I that if they did, I think you said if they knocked off one or two of those top teams that they had and then made that run, I think this was before the season began, you thought then the Valley might have a chance at that time to get two teams in.
That's what you have to do. You have to schedule the right way. Illinois State, a year ago, they were crying because they didn't get in. Well, they didn't schedule correctly, and that's what's going to happen, Jimmy B. Hey, one more note on you and I. Football team with a victory in the FCS playoffs. They dominated Monmouth, and they get a rematch against South Dakota State, who is the number 5 seed in the bracket. You and I beat them in Brookings earlier this season, 38-18. Maybe the Panthers have a little run in them. And if they do that, they might get Central Arkansas. Jimmy B., you've seen the Central Arkansas field, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's purple and gray.
Yes.
Purple and gray. That's it. Yes. One 10 yards is purple. The next 10 yards is gray. It alternates down the field. It's not just one consistent color like at Boise State with the blue turf.
Right.
No, it's purple, gray, purple, gray. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you.
Got to beat South Dakota State before that to get that shot. Well, we'll take a timeout here. Come back. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Stick and stay right there. Jimmy B and TC, we're with you until 6 o'clock on 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Excited about all the holiday deals? Luckily, the Exergen Temporal Scanner is one of those deals online and at many retailers. The number one preferred thermometer by pediatricians and nurses, and now a great deal, too.
Jim Gray from Westwood One here with a Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Jared, Galleria of Jewelry, turning feelings into jewelry. That's why he went to Jared. We've got AFC action from Baltimore as Joe Flacco and the Ravens play host to the Houston Texans. Both are coming off wins last week, the Texans over Arizona and the Ravens over Green Bay. Baltimore head coach John Harbaugh said his team played a near-perfect game.
To come here and to play pretty much spotless football, you know, the kind of game that we needed to play to win the game, I mean, we had the one turnover going in, and that's really the only thing that we didn't do toward the victory. And I feel like the rest of the plays, 160-some plays, however many were played, were all played in terms of winning football.
Kevin Harlan and Boomer Esiason will have all the action from Baltimore on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Napa Know-How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy a select toolkit and get another tool free. Choose from top brands like DeWalt, Rigid, Milwaukee, and Makita. Then choose another tool to put under the tree as well. A toolkit from the Home Depot makes a great gift. And right now, it makes two great gifts. Buy a select toolkit, get another tool free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 24th, 2018. U.S. only while supplies last. One transaction per customer. See store for details.
Hurry to Macy's Black Friday for incredible furniture and mattress super buys. Get a Certepedic plush queen mattress for just $136. Our Astro Sofa, $499. The Avondale queen bed, $399. Plus free white glove delivery and setup on any mattress purchase of $787 or more. Shop in-store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery.